Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Michael Walden. Welcome to Ask the Blood Detective. That's me. I've been nicknamed the Blood Detective because I detect things. I look real deep in terms of finding out what a person's health problems really are under the surface in terms of laboratory testing and assessment. And I compare a person's tests to healthy versions of themselves, much younger, healthy people, not merely average ranges of normals. That's one of the ways we need to think about detoxification. Now, this is part two of detox deception. I mentioned during the first show, and if you didn't listen to that show, you gotta listen to the show. So please go to my blog at www.intmedny.com and listen to it. Because many of us have lots of wrong perceptions about detoxification, and that leads to wrong decision-making and false conclusions. And anyone listening to this sort of show wants to live by the truth. So am I saying I have the truth? Not at all. I'm saying that I have some insights that will help you find your own truth. But I certainly know there's a lot of nonsense out there. So, you know, I have been practicing clinical nutrition for about 25 years, and I've helped thousands of people go through individual detoxes. I mentioned during the first show that we can certainly go through several days or several weeks of more intensified detoxification efforts, which mean some sort of plan, some way of eating, certain things that we drink that help, at least theoretically, promote the removal of various toxins from the body. And remember, a toxin or toxins are unwanted substances. We get toxins accumulating in various tissues of the body through our external environments. And also, toxins are normally produced through the normal process of aging and living, are produced at higher levels in certain disease states. And also, as a normal process of, for example, the death and dying of tissues. But it's when the body fails to rid toxins from the body and manage them. I mean, toxins can be removed from the body, but they can also be transformed in the body to less toxic or non-toxic things. But as luck would have it, toxins can be converted in the body to even more toxic things in our livers, in our intestinal tract, our cardiovascular system, our renal system, our lymphatic system, the very systems that are supposed to be our detoxification systems. So why would someone want to detox? Well, a person may suspect or known to have a condition that might involve the accumulation of toxins, like, let's say, lung cancer, possibly autism, or any of the autism spectrum conditions. And please listen to my series. I have 6 shows on that topic. They might have known lead toxicity or breast cancer. You know, we know that cadmium is many times more toxic as an estrogen mimic promoting breast cancer. You know, in the case of heavy metals, people might take chelation therapy, which is an intravenous or oral technique where there are certain amino acids used, such as DMPS and also DMSA and EDTA. There are others that bind to some of these toxins. But please realize this, folks. Depending on the toxin or toxins that are confirmed to have accumulated in you and have made you sick or not feel well or have created your disease, you must choose the detoxification method or nutritional or food compounds or other physical or lifestyle activities that specifically manage that toxin. So when you hear someone saying, oh, this is the best detox tea, or vitamin C is the best overall detoxifier, or this formula with 20 different natural compounds for detoxification is the best, well, a red flag should go up, and you should realize unless it's been made for you, that's impossible, it is wrong, it is insulting, it should be insulting to you. So listen, as I said, some toxins and detoxifying methods will promote detoxification through the cardiovascular system, others through the skin, the respiratory system, through the kidneys, through the liver, through the gut. But if someone has a very sick set of certain organs, let's say they have weak kidneys or weak intestinal tract, the toxin should be eliminated through healthier tissues if possible. That means the detoxification efforts must be known in that person to promote detoxification in a safe way. So this is an aspect of detoxification that most of my patients have never thought about. Most people have never thought about interested in health. Namely, how do we know what toxins we have? And many of you think you know how that's determined, and you're probably wrong, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then you think you have a detoxification method that somehow works for everything, and just because you feel good after you do it, you think you've detoxified. Wrong, and oh, did I say wrong? So let's talk about testing for toxins. Well, there are tests of various toxins in of the blood, the urine, and the saliva. And these tests can reveal the presence of various toxins, like metals, for example, or also bacterial endotoxins, or bacteria, parasites, or viral or fungal infectious agents. And these microbes, as they're called, they produce endotoxins, which are toxins that can disrupt a large number of physiologic processes in the body. And the toxins produced by these organisms, they circulate throughout the body and they cause all kinds of problems. Let's take Lyme disease, for example. I have many patients that suffer from the delusion that they have chronic Lyme disease. Uh-oh, I might get in trouble, right? What did I just say? I don't believe that Lyme disease could be a chronic condition. I'm not saying that. Of course it can. I treat these people. What I'm saying is that often it is not. And people waste years and years and years on antibiotics and more antibiotics and more antibiotics, and they still don't get better, or they just feel good while they're on the antibiotics, and then they think incorrectly that, oh, I'm feeling better on antibiotics. It must be I'm suppressing the problems that the Lyme disease hidden in my body is causing. Well, that's also probably wrong, because first of all, you will become resistant to that antibiotic, and after a short while, it will not work. So it couldn't continue to suppress your symptoms. Antibiotics are also anti-inflammatories, and inflammation can cause many of the symptoms people mistakenly think are Lyme disease. Now, here's my point. Various infectious agents, like the Lyme disease infectious agent and other bugs, they can produce damage in the body. And then the bugs are killed off through whatever means, natural, medication. And the point is, then we're left with the aftermath of these degenerative problems that people often mistake for the hidden infection. And they spend years spending thousands of dollars on tests to try to look for the bug, and they often never find it. So just a thought there that your post-Lyme disease syndrome may actually be degenerative changes, and the bug might be long gone. So you need to improve the health of the body in a much more specific way, not some general detox way. Detoxification and rebuilding of the nervous system and the immune system and many other systems is required for a person with any of these problems that I've just spoken about, like this so-called Lyme disease issue. But each person that has been affected with Lyme disease or is currently affected with it, as an example of a microbe that can create toxins and destruction, needs to have the appropriate other tests of all other body systems figured out so we can know what they need for their needs. That's not something you're going to hear in a radio show or read in a book. It's just very, very sad that I see so many people waste years of their lives being focused, that is, on the wrong thing, on the wrong thing. I've produced a very comprehensive set of laboratory tests, which I call the Blood Detective Longevity Profile, that basically creates a metabolic map of my patients, looking at almost every system, so I can see them as a whole, so I can figure out what they need for their needs. I'll keep saying that. A person needs whatever they need for their needs, not some bottle that says on it, super detox, or bug out, or something like that. So when someone says, I need to detox, it's up to me to choose the best detoxification methods and the best detoxifiers for the effective elimination of whatever toxin or toxins I think are there. So to simply drink some sort of detox tea or take a nutritional supplement that's been marketed as a detoxifier will not necessarily address what that person needs. And if you disagree with me, well, how do you know you're right? So I take one person, I compare them to themselves with pre- and post-testing and questionnaires and objective tests to know we're removing toxins. That's it. You know, hormone replacement therapy, birth control pills, and other forms of hormonal, what I call substitution therapies, that's pretty toxic. You know, hormones such like such as estradiol or E2, that has to be detoxified in the liver in a process that's called phase 2 liver detoxification. If someone's phase 2 liver detoxification is weak and they eat foods or do certain practices, take certain supplements that improve their phase 1 detoxification, they will actually make themselves worse. And guess what? They'll feel bad, and then sometimes they misinterpret that, and even their practitioners will unwittingly interpret that as, oh, that's a detoxification crisis. That is not a detoxification crisis. That's a detox disaster. Let's talk about the detoxification of antibodies. So again, we talked about detoxification of metals, detoxification of estrogens and other hormones. We also need to detoxify antibodies. So antibodies are molecules made in the body when the body thinks that it is not itself in certain organs. So for example, if your thyroid degenerates, your body might produce antibodies against your thyroid, and that's a destructive process if it continues. It has a purpose initially, but then it gets out of hand in most people. And as long as these toxins are continually released from the antibodies, by the way, are also called immunoglobulins, we are never going to detoxify unless we help that process. So how do you help that process? A person might need a variety of foods and nutrients to support and rebuild the various organs in question that are breaking down. And as they break down, they look unlike normal tissues and organs and cells. And then the body's immune system attacks it. So it's not enough to just identify a toxin or toxins. It's not enough to just remove it. We have to fix the process of autoimmunity, such as the production of antibodies that might occur in people. So I do an entire antibody panel, and I find all kinds of interesting problems on people that they may not know are issues until they finally develop as outright diseases that a person can actually see. That could be several months after the immune system hyper-responds to toxin degeneration or breakdown of tissue, or it could be decades later. So I'm going to end it here, and I'm going to start by talking about medications and how they could be potential toxins, and also talk about some of the ridiculous so-called detoxification methods that are promoted out there, and how you, as an intelligent person, can help yourself navigate through the morass of silliness out there, which is the detoxification disaster. So my name is Dr. Michael Wald, and I am the supervisor of longevity services at Integrated Medicine of Mount Kisco. I have worked with many, many people, hundreds, thousands of people over my 25-year career, and I have seen just about everything. And if I learn something new, believe me, I investigate it, and I have found there are just a lot of ridiculous claims. My approach is a longevity plan, which looks at the person's chemistry, their whole entire body as a metabolic map, so to speak, and I correct whatever it is I find, if it's correctable, as naturally as possible, but targeting natural remedies for the person, not just nonsense we hear in the media. So for those of you who have comments or have other show ideas, please follow me on Facebook or Twitter, or post them on my blog at my website, which is at www.intmedny.com, or you can go to blooddetective.com. You can reach me by phone at 914-242-8844, and have a great day. Thank you.